All right, I'm back. Fuck it. I said I could take a week off. It's been 20 days. But I got caught up in the Olympics. Love the Olympics. Now the Paralympics start up, I think. Which, I never watched that. But I feel like it could be more fun than the actual Olympics. They play hockey on the ground. It's crazy. I gotta check that shit out. But, so yeah, it's 20 days. Felt good. I'm not going to be honest. I enjoy not doing a podcast, but then I don't enjoy not having a podcast. So there is what do I like more? Not doing it or which do I dislike more? Doing it or not having it? I guess that's the question. Well, here we are. So, there's your answer. It's not that I don't like doing it. It's just like once I stop for a week, I was just like, tomorrow. No, and I'm not going to lie. There wasn't like a huge outcry. A few people wished me well. I appreciate that. I don't know if everybody was expecting it to come back or not, but I'm going to take Ian Gent's suggestion and go Monday to Friday. And I think that'll be sustainable for a while. And then I'm going to try to promote the show a little bit. Maybe I understand it's the worst podcast on the internet, but I'd still like people to listen. Just because something's good doesn't mean it shouldn't be. Just because something isn't good? Is that what I said? It's 11:47, but I stayed up till 4 in the morning, so my brain's a little fucked up. I was watching, last night I went to go see my friend Clark Jones record an album, comedy album, very funny. It's going to be good out. Is it the Knitting Factory? Then I went and saw the movie Game Night with Jacqueline. That was, you know what? If you have Movie Pass, definitely worth it. And then we stayed up watching 7 Seconds on Netflix till 4 in the morning. So that was my night. Anyway, I don't have a point. But what I was trying to say before, just because something isn't good doesn't mean it shouldn't be popular. And just because I don't put any effort into this podcast and it's an inferior product doesn't mean it shouldn't be at the top of the list and I shouldn't be making a bunch of fucking money off it. I feel like that makes sense to me. And you don't think it's the worst podcast because you're listening to it. Or it's so bad that you enjoy listening to it for being bad. Which, guess what? Still enjoyment. I have a podcast that I listen to because it's terrible. And I probably get more enjoyment out of that than the podcast that I listen to because I think they're good. It's true. It never disappoints me. It's never like, oh, this is, because what a disappointment would be a good episode. You're like, oh, this is good. So maybe that's what I should market this towards. People who don't enjoy my comedy, and there are people out there, and want to hate listen to my podcast. Here you go. Here's a big, you're not going to get turned around on me from this podcast. Or maybe you will. I'm at the very least vulnerable. Maybe you'll see that there's a person inside, and you say, "Oh, that's not a bad dude. He cares about his cats. That's something good." But no major change is planned. I didn't like plot and plan the past 20 days on how to make this podcast the best podcast in the world. Didn't do it. Thought about doing another podcast, might do it, but you know what? Doing another podcast would be like doing a real podcast. If I did another one, I'd have to be like, all right, where can I find a studio or put together some type of place to record that's decent and book guests and have a an idea, a theme? Do you want a theme or you want to just be like, hey guys, we're just hanging? I don't know. I've done both. You know, there was This Week in Jack and that was like a theme. And then there was, It Could Be Better years ago. If we had stuck with that podcast, we'd all be famous right now. Now only Nate and Giannis are famous, and I am not. But I don't know if famous is the right word to use for either of them, but they're doing fine. They're doing good work. But me, Nate Bergazzi, and Pops had podcast for a couple of years. We only did like 60 episodes, but it felt like a lot. And because we would take long breaks, so it took us like 2 years or 3 years to do that. And we would change where we were recording. And, but it was a lot of fun. I love those guys. And that was just like a hang. Sometimes we had guests, a lot of times we didn't. And that was a good time. And then This Week in Jacket, of course, had theme. And heteronormative, that didn't run for very long. The show was like a theme, but changed. But live podcast, very different. Enough of me babbling about podcasts. What, you don't know? You're listening to one. You know about the different ideas and trends there are in podcast. I guess we'll look at the news. Fuck it. Do a couple news stories, get out of here. It's my first day back. What do you want from me? Of course, you're not demanding. You're listening right now. Why am I yelling at you? One in a million yellow cardinals spotted in Alabama. Well, isn't that exciting? If you're into birds. I'm not into birds, but... you know, my brother used to bird watch. He had like a book. And he would mark down when he saw a bird. And I found that to be weird. So that's a weird thing to be into. He didn't do it anymore, I don't think. He got real into nature there for a little bit. But that's exciting. There's a yellow cardinal out there in Alabama. I'm sure in Alabama it's a huge deal. They're probably taking the day off. California hiker found after 6 days missing in Yosemite Park. Ooh, how was he found? Was he a he? I saw a hiker. It sounded... See, a hiker sounds like a... I mean, there's no gender implied in hiker, but to me, I think man. But there's no hiker et. There's no... That's a... We're not doing that anymore anyway. We're not coming up with gendered names for stuff. That's Jacqueline. She couldn't wait for a few minutes for me to...
Sorry.
It's okay.
I got really hungry.
Apparently. So, let's see. Is this hiker alive? It is a man. He was alive. He was missing for 6 days. He stayed put, didn't... set up a tent, had food. Well, he was only supposed to go, I guess he had to ration out his food. He didn't get noticed for 3 days. He was going backpacking alone, didn't get noticed for 3 days until he didn't show up for his job and a coworker became concerned. See, this is why I'm in a relationship. You don't want to be found because a coworker got concerned. How is that? When you're out there sitting there for 6 days and you're like, you know what? If I just tried a little bit harder with Barbara, I'd be home right now. Because she would have said, hey, he was supposed to be home yesterday. He was supposed to check in. Nothing. You got to wait. And now this dude at work, you owe him forever. How many lunches you got to take that asshole out to? Hey, remember when I saved your fucking life, you lonely piece of shit? Well, I'm glad he's back, and I hope he figures out what to do about his relationships in his life. And I didn't mean to assume he had a girlfriend. I don't want this to be a heteronormative show. Weinstein Company is set to file for bankruptcy after sale talks collapse. Well, too fucking bad, Weinstein Company. You built on a bad foundation of fucking rapey mess. That fucking asshole. Stoneman Douglas shooting survivor to tourists boycott Florida unless gun legislation is passed. I'm for that. Don't go to spring break in Florida. Go to Cancun or some shit. I don't know about the gun laws in Cancun. So probably stay away from Cancun. Go, I don't know where to go in spring, but go to Canada. They're pretty chill. And Vancouver, I hear, is great. All right. It's the first episode back. It wasn't good. It wasn't that bad. See you tomorrow. We love you.